And welcome back to JR Morning on this Thursday, May 7th. I'm trying to get all the days down right here.
Yeah.
JR Sunday has not come out. I got to say it a couple times. We got to promote JR Sunday.
Absolutely.
But I'm looking forward to this segment. Great guest right here in the studio.
Listen, we always look forward to Dr. Steve Craig from Craig Counseling Services and Consulting Group here, who we get on the couch with. He gives us a scenario. And usually, you know, Chris and Jamie do pretty good on, you know, giving a good answer.
I may have
answer.
To phone a friend here.
I think we
are going to put your feet to the fire right now. Now we'll see what he's got.
Right. Doc, how you doing? Good
good
morning.
How are you guys?
Good.
All right, here we go. Get ready, Mark. Dr. Steve, my brother lives in Texas and has a 15-year-old daughter. 10 months ago, a boy from school copied a picture from her Facebook account and went on a website that removed her clothes and created a fake nude image of her, which he then put up on Instagram for everyone to see. She was devastated and humiliated and is still recovering. My wife and I have a 15- and 17-year-old daughters, and we know they would be destroyed if that happened to them. So we blocked them from any social media accounts. But last week, we found out they both have secretly kept their accounts active and just used their friends' phones to access them. We grounded them and demanded they take the accounts down, but we also know they could just start them up again and even use different aliases to do it. And not only do we not trust them, but we know they are exposing themselves to this sort of abuse. How do we handle this with them when we can't realistically track their compliance? And if they get burned like their cousin, how are we supposed to handle that when they bring it on themselves?
Oh,
just give it to Mark.
No. first of all, I don't think you bring it on yourself. If somebody chooses to do that to you, I think that's that person who has the issue and not you. But I think a lot of times when you punish a kid like that, when you punish them, a lot of times it doesn't stop it. It just kind of drives it underground and they start doing what they've been doing, going to their friend's house and all that. I think what you do is you try to educate them and you try to teach them how to spot manipulation and how to spot these kind of things and let them know that, you know, when you see something like that, come to us, we have your back. And, you know, how to spot these kind of things. I think the education part is better than the punishment part because they're gonna do what they've been doing, go over to their friend's house or
we did it.
You know, say, of course we did.
Well, you did. I'm not speaking for you.
I mean, come on. That's just my thought. I think the education part more than the punishment.
Oh, that's a great answer. The only thing I would follow up with that, I agree with you on where you're at is communication with your child and somehow meeting them in the middle. Mm-hmm. It might even be more than education. It might be, let's jump into the forums. Let's go look at some things together.
Yeah.
So rather than teaching or preaching to the child, you're trying to understand and kind of see some things and find examples of, look what's happening here. That gives some understanding to the child of what my parents are saying is really laying out in front of us together as parents and child. So I agree. Education, communication, and by way of example, that's the way you educate.
Because you listen, you know, as a parent, I'm sure they're trying to raise their daughters, you know, as daughters who don't have to take risks. But you're going to have to take risks. It's how you deal with it, though. It's how you prepare them for it. That's my
thing. So neither of you are supporting the just banning them from social media altogether?
No.
Because that's kind of what they're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, and why not?
Because they're going to find a way to get on it anyway.
All right.
I also think the defense mechanisms come up, depending on what the punishment is, there's defense mechanisms that come up in the kids and they'll shun and go the other way.
Right. So the way I look at this is, you know, this is a mental health issue for both our kids and us as parents.
Okay.
Because we're worried about them out in the world.
Right.
Just like you are with them driving cars and alcohol and sex. I mean, we're traumatized as well, too. We're sending them off in the world and they're vulnerable to these things. But I use those things to remind us that there's all kinds of dangers out there. It's not just social media. And our job as parents is not to teach the kids how to live in the world that we came from, but how to live in the world they're going to. And that's one of the mistakes we always make is that we keep thinking, well, here's how you do it and here's what you do. But that's what we did growing up. Mm-hmm. And the world's a different place.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not really equipped for the future. We don't know what's coming. We couldn't predict all this stuff was going to happen, which is why it really gets down to, and you guys both said this, it's education. It's coping skills. we how we got through wasn't banning from all the stuff that we did in life, is that we learned how to insulate ourselves the best we could from the problems out there, how to make good decisions, how to, you know, everything that's that shows up in life has a potential danger. We have to teach, instead of hiding them from all of that, we have to teach them how to anticipate what's going to come, mm-hmm. how to deal with it when it's coming. And we already do this, like I said, with alcohol. So you're going to be in situations where kids are drinking. What are you going to do? And then what are you going to do when it goes wrong? And then what do you need me to do to support you? Will you text me? I'll come get you. Mm-hmm. Going through all of those potential scenarios teaches them the coping skills for the, what's coming, yeah. rather than banning them. Because we also know the people who's, you know, like go to college, the people whose families ban them from any alcohol and any odd behaviors, they're often the ones who are the most irresponsible.
Yes.
Because they don't know how to handle any of it.
That's right.
So it's about teaching people to survive the tough things, and that requires conversations, and that requires us to teach them the coping skills to deal with the world. And then we cross our fingers. But I did check when I saw this. Mm-hmm. There's something I saw in an article that like 600 kids in the past few years have been subjected to this sort of thing.
Oh, right? No, it happened. Yes.
But that's both a good number and bad number, because you think 600, that leaps out like there's 600 times this has happened. But there's millions of teenagers. Mm-hmm. So the percentages are still very small.
Yeah.
But it's a good opportunity, like Mark said, to go start educating them early. If you're going to get on social media, let's talk about all the scenarios and work through, and then keep talking with them about it. Talk. Cope, mm-hmm. cope.
Because
that's how you handle it.
Because when you look at it, I mean, if you follow this type of scenario and you want to just ban them from it, I mean, it's just like your parents banning you from driving because they don't because they don't want you to get stopped by the police. And so we're just going to stop you from driving.
It's a great example. When, you know, 100 years ago or whatever, when cars were invented and people were out getting in car accidents and dying. So if we just said, well, you're not going to drive. Right. Then they would have grown up idiots. Right.
Exactly.
Right. Like, don't use the internet. That was a thing, you know, 30 years ago. Oh, the internet's bad. Can you imagine if our kids didn't know how to use the internet? Right.
Oh,
they'd be terrible.
Yeah.
You cannot ban people from the world they're going to live in. You have to throw them in the world and give them the coping skills to handle it. Those kids survive better than the ones who got things banned.
Coping skills, that's a big deal, right?
Right.
In a lot of scenarios that we talk about.
It's always the scenario. Yeah. If you don't know the answer, you could just default to coping skills. Right.
Dr. Steve, always great to see you, man. Thanks a lot.
See you guys.
All right. Coming up, Arne Tellem, the vice chairman of the Detroit Pistons, talking Pistons basketball tonight down at LCA. That's next on JR Morning.